Bloomington's new police civilian advisory board is ready to go 5 months after community activists successfully lobbied aldermen to create it. That's among the headlines you heard this week on GLT. I'm Bailey Steelman. 7 members were appointed to the board in October. They held their first orientation on Wednesday. Board appointee Art Taylor is a longtime civil rights advocate. He retired from State Farm as a director of diversity and inclusion for claim services. He's also been involved in Not in Our Town projects. Taylor said the board is a proactive measure to avoid becoming the next Ferguson, Missouri.
Those are all forms of inoculation that help have conversation between what may be seen as differing entities, when in fact we're all part of the same community.
The board discussed leadership, rules, and future meeting dates. The Bloomington Public Library will use a small increase in its tax levy to improve the facility. The city council has signed off on the levy for next year. The owner of a $165,000 home in Bloomington will contribute 4 additional dollars to the library. Executive Director Jeannie Hamilton says the funds will go toward repairs, replacements, and development design plans.
We would like to continue to invest in the community by completing our mission statement of offering equal access to the world of ideas and information and supporting lifelong learning.
The levy for the city of Bloomington is separate and will not increase next year. Hamilton says about 900 to 1,100 people visit the library per day. The Heartland Community College Board has voted to move ahead with a debt swap administrators hope will increase financial flexibility. Vice President Doug Minter says the $10.7 million in bonds that will be issued will help pay off a wind turbine, technology, and infrastructure improvements, and a land purchase west of the college on Rab Road in Normal.
So it allows us to take some pressure off of our operating budget, which is funded more directly by tuition and fees, and still maintain a level tax levy and a slightly reduced tax rate.
Minter says Heartland has been paying for those items out of operating cash until now. He says the college has been waiting to issue the bonds until it could do so without affecting the tax rate. The bond auction will come next year, with the deal closing in mid-February. Bloomington's mayor is sounding more peaceable about a proposal from a group of aldermen to end his solo power to put items on the council agenda. Renner says he still thinks that's a bad idea, but better communication between him and aldermen is always a good thing.
I think we're going to continue to talk about it, and there may be some things that we do put into place where we try as much as possible to reduce whatever staff time might be put into requests by aldermen or by the mayor as we move forward.
Renner said during GLT Sound Ideas he did not want to talk about the debate behind the scenes over the proposal authored by council member David Sage. The Unit 5 School Board accepted a settlement of a long-running property tax dispute with Young America. District Attorney Kurt Richardson says the district will get an extra $141,000.
When we lose revenue, that means a higher class sizes, that means loss of teachers and things like that. The higher values that were established would not have been possible without us taking on that mantle.
The newly assessed value of the company's rental properties will remain unchanged for 5 years. Richardson says the district intervened to make sure tax burdens are equally spread among taxpayers. Young America filed more than 80 complaints to the Property Tax Appeal Board in an attempt to avoid the tax increase. There are 9,000 fewer jobs in Bloomington Normal than there were 7 years ago. That's according to Mike Doherty, an economist for the Economic Development Council.
Our labor force peaked back in 2010 at over 105,000, and we're down about 9% from there. That's in keeping with declines in labor force nationally and with the state of Illinois and with surrounding communities.
Doherty says major drivers of that decline include baby boom retirements, the closure of the Mitsubishi plant, State Farm ending consulting contracts following its digital reinvention, and government shrinkage. Doherty says in spite of that, the local economy is doing well at the moment with a 2% year-to-date increase in sales tax revenue and very low unemployment rates. The executive director of the McLean County Museum of History is leaving for a new job across town. The town of Normal announced that Beth Wisman will become director of its Children's Discovery Museum and Cultural Arts Department. Wisman spent 14 years working in journalism at WJBC Radio before joining the History Museum in 2013. Normal City Manager Mark Peterson says Wisman has the right management experience and community connections for the job. Wisman will start her new role in February. A Connect Transit bus will help Twin Cities residents register to vote. The Monday registration drive will be at the Walmart on Market Street and the Western Avenue Community Center in Bloomington, targeting people who might lack transportation or internet access. Bloomington Election Commission's Executive Director Paul Shannon says there are also other ways to register to vote.
They can go to the library and register. The DMV, if they go to change their license for some reason, they can register there. If they can get online anywhere, they can register online as long as they have state ID or driver's license. There's many, many ways people can register now.
Shannon says they are looking at other areas for future registration. registration drive outreach. That's your news and review. I'm Bailey Steelman.